Royals left-hander Erik Skoglund makes his big league debut against the Tigers on Tuesday, and the left-hander was outstanding.
The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball in the dirt.
Well, that's, again, you can't see. Swing.
J.D. Martinez strikes out. Tigers strand two. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Fastball after the slider at 93, and he's definitely showing a little more velocity. And Cabrera strikes out. And fourth strikeout for Skoglund, all on swinging third strike.
He does hide the ball very well. That was a good shot there. When he starts in his motion, leaves his leg, his arm is still behind his body. So he does hide the ball. That's a plus for his fastball because of that.
The 1-2, swing and a miss. Oh, my goodness
gracious.
That's just an awful swing there.
That head high?
That was above the shoulders, high and tight. And Jacoby Jones strikes out swinging to end the fifth.
My goodness.
Left side of the infield shifts to the right. The 2-1 pitch. Swing a line drive. Base hit into center. The Royals take the lead. Line drive single. Escobar in. 1-0 Royals here in the sixth.
Oh, that was a slider that hung up a little bit. I saw Justin the minute he threw it. He bent over and said he knew he made a bad pitch. And it's a bad pitch because he had to hit and knock in the run.
Drops the hands, brings him back up into his motion. The 2-2, swinging a little pop-up into left field. Gordon coming in, he'll make the easy grab.
On the handle again?
Boy, you're going to hear a hand here.
And you should. This has been pretty special.
Ned Yost taking the ball from Erik Skoglund in his major league debut. He's getting a couple of words of encouragement from Yost. Listen to this crowd on their feet.
Can't blame him. Pretty special for this young man.
The 0-2, breaking ball, strike three. Slider backed up on Herrera, and he got the inside corner.
Yes, he did.
1-2-3, ninth inning. Tigers shut out by the Kansas City Royals, led by Erik Skoglund in his major league debut. 6 1/3 shutout innings.
Kelvin Herrera locks down his 12th save. 1-0 Kansas City is your final. So Erik Skoglund is called up to start in place of the injured Danny Duffy, and he outduels Justin Verlander for his first Major League win. And Whit Merrifield goes 1-for-2 with a base on balls. He's riding a 15-game hit streak, the longest active streak in the majors. Following a 10-run outburst on Monday, the Tigers cannot muster any offense on Tuesday. Here's the skipper, Brad Ausmus.
Well, he pitched well. There's no question about it. It'll be something he remembers his entire life. The hitters were coming back saying he was a little bit sneaky, kind of hides the ball on you and got on you a little bit quicker than what the velocity was. So he dipped your cap to him. He did a nice job. Really, until you step in the box and see him, you can look at as much video as you want. But until you step in the box and see him, it's not the same. So one time through the order, especially, you expect there might be some trouble picking up the ball. But after you've seen an at bat or two, it usually gets a little bit easier.
Last question with as far as Justin Verlander, he really had his looked like the fastball location was spot on today. How would you say this performance was building off his last one?
Oh, this is one of his best performances of the year. His fastball location was good. Curveball was real good early. Slider was good the whole game, and he threw some really strong changeups early in the game as well. So he had all four pitches working as well as any outing he's had all year.
Justin Verlander takes a tough luck loss in this one. He goes 7 and gives up just one run on 6 hits with 5 strikeouts.
That's a tough question. Obviously it was nice to pitch well, but we didn't win. So it's pretty disheartening.
I just mean, you get the first opportunity to have, John Hicks catch you. How do you feel that went? And, obviously I know you guys wanted to get the win, but you throw a one-run game, most times you're going to win that game.
Yeah, I think we worked well together. Honestly, it was a lot of fun to throw to him. Him and his brother and I are best friends, dating all the way back to high school. So that was pretty cool for Goochland High School and the county. So that part was a lot of fun, grinding after it, and then coming out empty-handed, not so much fun.
Detroit will still have a chance to earn a series victory on Wednesday when Matthew Boyd makes the start at Kauffman Stadium.